It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Heart Tools, available at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help answer your questions about your projects you'd like to get done around your house. If you're working inside or out, if you're working on your kitchen, your bathroom, your basement, if there's a project that you have in mind to do, whether it's a home improvement, whether it's a repair, whether it's a decorating project, we would love to hear from you and we would love to help. You can reach out to us a few different ways. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. And the way that works is we will call you back the next time we produce a show and answer your question. At least we'll make an attempt. We usually make a couple of attempts to get back in touch with folks. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you can flush away quite a pile of cash upgrading your bathroom, but luckily you don't have to. We're going to feature four low-cost ways to spruce up your space for under $200 each.
All right, that's awesome. And also ahead, even the cleanest of homes can have mold, and we're not just talking about what you might find in your last week's leftovers, guys, but we're going to share the surprising places that mold can hide and what you should be doing when you find it.
And you know what? When you move into an apartment, you'll be expected to pay a damage security deposit. Now, getting it back may not be quite so easy. So we're going to tell you how to protect yourself from a landlord who might want to try to use your deposit unfairly.
All right, we've got a great show planned. So tell us, guys, what are you working on? Reach out. Let us know your project questions. We're going to give you some tips to help you get that project done once, get it done right. So this way, you don't have to do it again. Well, at least for a long time.
Well, that's right. And guess what? We may even give you some tools to help you get that job done because we've got a fantastic giveaway going out to one lucky listener, someone who reaches out to us with a home improvement question. And remember, I said you got to have a question, not just I want to win the tools, because guess what, guys? We've got a Heart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo kit to give away worth $178. Sweet. Heart tools are well-made. They're versatile. They're available exclusively at Walmart. And this one cordless four-tool set is available at Money Pit right now. So call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Carolyn, Delaware needs some help with some insulation recommendations. What's going on?
Hi. We built about 2 years ago a pole building that we are insulating one-third of, that we are making into living space for a shop.
Okay.
And the whole pole building was wrapped in double bubble, including the ceiling. So now that we're getting ready to enclose or encapsulate or enclose this area, it's 20 by 30 by 14. we need to know what type of insulation you would recommend over the double bubble.
Now, when you say double bubble, I'm not actually familiar with that term.
It is like bubble wrap.
Right.
And it's closed cell. So it's just a roll that it's a rolled product that they put out, like a bubble wrap.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen this. It's like a foil-based product. It's not going to have very much R value at all.
No,
so
it's obviously
not going to hold much heat in. I think your best option here for insulating that space is spray foam insulation. Spray foam insulation can seal all of the gaps that will be in that shell. You don't need as much of it in terms of thickness, and it does a very good job of not only insulating but sealing out the drafts. So I would highly recommend spray foam over a fiberglass bat insulation for this particular space.
Okay, and my husband's sitting here. You're on speakerphone. Would you recommend open or closed cell?
So closed cell is going to be better for moist locations. If you're concerned about moisture, you would use the closed cell. But open cell does a very good job as well. I actually have both in my house. In my crawl space, I have closed cell for the box joists, and then the walls and the roof drafters, I have open cell.
Okay, and then what would you do with the ceiling?
With the bubble wrap that's there?
There's a space between the ceiling and the roof. What would you recommend putting in that space?
So you have two options. If you want, you could insulate the underside of the roof rafters and consider that attic space to be part of the conditioned space, part of the heated space. I mean, not the heated space, but it would insulate there. Or you could put the spray foam insulation across the ceiling and make the attic completely unconditioned. If you make it a conditioned space, if you insulate underneath the roof rafters, you'll find that, if you need it for storage, it's not going to have the same kind of temperature extremes that you would have in an attic that was just more traditional, and it was just, whatever temperature was outside, whether it was 110 degrees in the summer, 10 degrees in the winter, that's the temperature that attic's going to be. So it's just kind of your personal preference. But wherever you decide to make that barrier, I'd make it with spray foam. I take a look at Isonene, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, Isonene insulation.
What would you recommend as far as the heating air conditioning system? We have two areas. We have the wide open space, and then we have a bathroom space that will be in that area.
Do you have gas? Natural gas available?
Yeah, we do. We have propane.
You have propane? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think propane is going to probably be your best option. I'd prefer, my order of preference on fuels would be natural gas, followed probably by oil, and then propane almost about the same. But, propane is probably okay with an efficient furnace. And then electric would be last. That would just cost you a boatload of money. But I think probably a propane gas furnace that's a high-efficiency furnace. In the open space, you're going to use a space heater that's like one of those big furnaces that hangs up sort of in the air and warms that whole space. In the bathroom, that smaller area, if that could be connected to the same heating system that's heating that room, is this bathroom separate from the living space you're talking about, or is it part of it? Because you're going to need heat throughout that whole living space, aren't you?
Right. We'll need heat throughout the whole living space. The bathroom will be closed off as a bathroom so that...
I think you're probably going to end up putting a furnace up in that attic. So you got some room up there for it, but put a gas furnace up there and you can use that for heating and air conditioning.
Okay. What do you think about the split units?
The split ductless units?
Uh-huh.
They run beautifully, though, but they'll be expensive.
I think you've answered our questions. Thank you
very
much.
All right, Jesse. Well, good luck to you and your husband with that project, and send us pictures when you're done.
I sure will. Thank you.
Wayne in Iowa is on the line with a septic issue. Tell us what's going on.
Well, when I take a bath, I have odor when I drain the tub. If I take a shower, I have no odor when I take a shower. Obviously, I don't plug the drain. But everything runs through down to one pipe, which goes out to a septic tank. I do know the line is good from the house to the septic tank because I had to dig that up before I ever did any of the plumbing in the house. I did not replumb the drain on the tub, but otherwise the house has new plumbing throughout.
So we don't think that it's in the drain line. For example, when you talk about sewer odors, the first thing you think of is a missing trap. But if the plumbing's been redone, it's not likely that that's the case, correct?
No, it has a trap, but it doesn't leak into the basement. but whenever I take a shower, it works fine. But if I take a tub bath and pull the plug on the drain, I get a sewer odor in the hallway outside the bathroom.
Because the other cause of those odors is something called biogas, is when you get a lot of bacteria that can form in a drain. And it may not even be the drain of the tub. It could be the drain of the sink. I presume there's a sink in that same bathroom. And sometimes even in the overflow channel of the sink, you get this bacterial buildup that can have just an awful odor to it. And the solution there is to thoroughly clean it with an oxygenated bleach so that you kill that bacteria. Flushing out the overflow channel, scrubbing the drain with like almost like a bottle brush to make sure that all that bacteria is eliminated. Biogas can be very, very pungent and unpleasant to live with, but relatively simple to get rid of once you get to the spot where it exists. Will you give that a shot?
Yes, sir. I most certainly shall.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. It's spring, you guys. What are you working on? What are you planning to work on? Or are you just enjoying the outdoors? I don't care what the temperature is where you are, but it's spring, so get outside. And better yet, get a project going and let us know what it is and how we can help you. You can reach us 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, you can flush away quite a bit of cash upgrading your bathroom, but you don't have to. We're going to feature four low-cost ways to spruce up your space for under $200 next. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867.
877-387-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? On the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, when you listen to the Money Pit, you get the answers, of course, to your home improvement and your decor questions, but you also get a chance to win tools to get those projects done. And we've got an amazing set of tools that we're ready to give away today from Hart. We've got up for grabs the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo. Now, this is great. It includes the Hart drill driver, an impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, 2 20-volt batteries, a fast charger, and a 16-inch tool bag to keep it all in. And I love that the 2 batteries allows you to sort of keep one on charge, and then as you're working and that battery winds down, you've got another one ready to go, or you can have 2 tools going at the same time. I mean, it's really fantastic. The tools are super versatile and they're very well made, and they will definitely help you tackle your next DIY project.
They're available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. Now, we're giving the Hart 20-volt 4-tool combo away to one listener drawn at random that calls us with a home improvement question. My team in the studio has begged me to make sure we make this very clear that you must have a question, because they get pummeled with people that just want to win the prize.
And don't phrase, can I have the tools, as a question. Like,
yeah,
can I?
Yeah, that's not a question, right. We love it. You want to win, but we want you to participate as well. So if you've got a project in mind, this is your chance. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Kelly in South Dakota is on the line and wants some help removing wallpaper. What can we do for you?
I have some wallpaper that I want to remove, and I believe we primed the walls. This has been about 10 years ago. And when I pulled back on the edges of the wallpaper, it seems as though it's taking a bit of the drywall with it.
So what you want to do is you want to get a tool called a paper tiger, which it puts small holes in the surface of the paper, and it helps the wallpaper remover get behind it and loosen up the adhesive. Now, in terms of wallpaper removal, you can use fabric softener, which works well, or you could use a commercially available product like DIF, D-I-F. But putting those holes in there is important, because otherwise it doesn't saturate the paper. Now, if you do that and it still doesn't loosen up and pull off, then what you need to do is go out and rent a wallpaper steamer, and that will use warm, moist air to separate the paper from the wall. No matter how you do it, it is a lot of work. And once that wallpaper is off, you're going to need to reprime that wall with a good quality primer, so you have a nice surface upon which to put your final color of wall paint.
Okay. Do you need to sand that once you get it all done?
Well, if it's a little rough, just lightly sand it. You don't want to sand it too much, especially because you don't want to cut into the paper that's part of the drywall. But a little bit of light abrasion is not a bad thing. But the most important thing is a good quality priming paint applied to that wall surface, because you're going to have old sizing material and who knows what else stuck to that. And if you put the primer on, it will give you a good surface upon which to apply the paint. The paint will flow nicely, and it'll look better when it dries.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, you can flush away a pile of cash upgrading a bathroom, but luckily you don't have to. We've got four low-cost ways that you can spruce up your space for under $200. Now, first of all, you can paint those cabinets a new color. It's a super quick, cost-effective way to really make a big change. Now, to do so when you're painting any sort of cabinet structure, a vanity, whatever it is, you want to take the doors and the drawer fronts off. Paint those separately. Then all of the cabinet surfaces, you should wash them, sand them, prime them. You know, you want to get to a nice fresh surface that's going to really let that paint stick. Prime it and then paint it. And it's a really good weekend project, especially because the bathroom space is so super small. And if you get bored in a few years, you simply just paint it again and it's not a lot of money.
Next, you can rethink your mirror. You know, mirrors are often one expense that is not considered in the initial bathroom build. We often settle for like a frameless wall-mounted sort of builder's mirror, which does the job, but it's not very glamorous. So one thing that you could do is to consider adding off-the-shelf molded cornices or trim that you can combine in any number of ways. There's some really nice PVC molding out there that's basically peel and stick that looks just like wood when it's painted. And by simply adding a frame, you can create sort of an instant statement piece in your bathroom for as little as maybe $30.
Yeah, and that material is perfect for your bathroom space. Now, another thing, change up that bathroom lighting. I mean, when you think about it, you're in the bathroom. There's a lot of different things that you do in the space. You shave, you put on your makeup, you take relaxing baths. So you kind of need a variety of lighting, but you need that lighting to be able to be bright. So when you do those tasks that need the lighting, you've got the right light for it. Now, today's LEDs, there's so many different color temperatures. When you buy those bulbs, pay attention to what that is. Because too cool, you're going to look sick. Too warm, you're going to look scary. I mean, we don't want it so bright where you kind of really see what you look like when you're waking up in the morning. But we want it to look great, and we want you to feel good. So choose something with about a temperature of 3,000 or less, and you'll be very happy.
And finally, update those faucets while you're at it and make them water-wise. If you change the faucets or shower heads, it's an easy way to add some bling to your bath. And if you choose WaterSense fixtures, that's the EPA's program for water efficiency. That means that those fixtures are going to use about 30% less water than a typical fixture, and you're not going to give up any performance you're used to, like having a strong shower to wake you up first thing in the morning. And there you go, four fix-ups for your bath under $200 each.
Now we've got Terry in Nebraska on the line who's dealing with some woodpeckers. Tell us what's going on.
We have a small woodpecker. It's about the size of a sparrow. It's a dark gray or black with white speckles on its chest. And it actually pecks holes in the corners of my chimney on the 1x4s. And then the guy next door actually redid his chimney with stuff that's similar to stove. Stucco type stuff, and they actually peck holes in that stuff, and
right.
He fills them, and they peck more holes.
Well, look, there's a couple of things that you can do. One real easy thing to do is to try to dissuade them from landing on your chimney. You can temporarily, by the way, and this is what my suggestion is, only temporarily, hang tin pie plates on the chimney, because the silvery pie plates kind of drifting in the wind totally freak out woodpeckers. Another thing that you can do is you could take a hefty bag, and if you were to cut like a hefty bag, like a black hefty bag, and cut strips of plastic for the same thing,
oh,
in other words, have them
okay.
Sort of flopping in the breeze around the top of the chimney, that also is very intimidating to woodpeckers, and they will leave it alone. And if you do this maybe for a month or so, they might just forget about your house and go attack somebody else's.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand to get those projects done. We're available 24/7, so don't forget to reach out. We're standing by. Coming up, even in the cleanest of houses, mold can find sneaky places to hide. But not from us. We're going to share some tips on how to stop mold from taking hold in your home. Coming up. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn?
While time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
house better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by for your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Bonnie in California. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a condo that we've been rented for 12 years. And when our renters moved out, we were going to sell it. And we saw stains on the carpet, and we thought, well, we'll pull up the carpet, replace it, and just paint and clean up and put it up for sale.
Right.
Well, when we pulled the carpet back, the cement slab, it's a cement slab, single-level condo, 1,600, almost 1,700 square feet with a cement slab floor. And when we pulled back the carpet, we found that it was very damp, and there was that white, fuzzy kind of effervescence or whatever they call it that comes up from the cement. Lots of that. We tore up all the flooring and thought, well, we'll go ahead and hire a contractor and have it all fixed and put new stuff down, and it didn't dry out. It just was damp. But in any case, this problem is not getting solved. We don't know where to go from here. We want to figure out if there's some way to seal that floor that is going to keep it from, you know, ruining the carpet and wood again, and get it for sale, but fix it so that we can say it's fixed.
All right. Well, here's what I think is going on based on your description. If you've got that much of a water source that close to the concrete slab, concrete is very hydroscopic. I mean, it will really absorb water like crazy. And so, if the ground outside is saturated, that is clearly drawing through the concrete into the interior, and that's why the floor has been so wet. My concern is that this could develop, if it hasn't already, into a mold problem.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news for the Condominium Association is that if they're responsible for the structure of this building, which would include the floor, this is their problem to fix, not your problem to fix. And if I was advising them, I would tell them to stop calling contractors to check leaking ponds and start calling professional engineers that can analyze the building and figure out exactly what's going on and prescribe the proper fix. They've got to think big here and not think small, because I think they have a lot of liability, because it's probably not you. You just happen to be the one that found it. But if your neighbors start pulling up carpet, they're going to probably find the same thing. All that you can do on the inside is really stopgap. I mean, you can clean up the efflorescence. You can put a masonry sealer on the floor. But the problem is that concrete's going to continue to get wet, continue to get damp, and eventually it's going to pull back into the unit. So I think that you need to have a very serious sit-down with that Condominium Association.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Good luck, Bonnie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, even the cleanest of homes can have mold, and I'm not just talking about the mold you find in the leftovers in the fridge that, you know, have been there far too long. Besides being unsightly, when you find mold in your house, it can actually cause some serious health problems. So what do you do when you find the mold, and is removal a do-it-yourself project? We're going to walk you through it.
Now, first, the extent and the type of mold you're dealing with is going to determine whether or not you can handle that mold cleanup yourself, or you need the assistance of a mold removal pro. For small cleanup jobs, which we define as 10 square feet or less, definitely a DIY project, as long as no one in the household is super sensitive to mold. But if the cleanup project is bigger than 10 square feet, it's time to turn to a pro to get it done.
Now, like hiring any pro out there, selecting a qualified mold removal pro is going to require that you qualify them very carefully, especially because your health is at stake here. So you want to ask for references from past clients, and you want to see information from professional training and certification organizations such as the American Indoor Air Quality Council and the Indoor Air Quality Association. You want to see that they are accredited. You also should check for insurance coverage for mold removal. Carefully review your insurance policy and ask your insurance agent. You need to be aware that mold remediation can be very expensive, and more insurance companies are instituting coverage limits or charging extra for mold riders. So you got to make sure that you're covered and that you're prepared for whatever expense you might have to pay out of pocket.
And finally, now that you've done all this work and maybe even paid for a mold pro, you want to make sure it doesn't come back. There was a reason that you grew mold in the first place, and it can grow within 24 to 48 hours whenever air and moisture, like from leaks or spills or even high relative humidity and condensation, and food sources, which, by the way, we're not talking about a hamburger here. We're talking about, like, drywall. The paper on drywall is a really great mold food, are present. So cleaning is going to help kill what's there, but it will likely reappear. So make sure you deal with the conditions that cause the mildew or the mold to grow in the first place so that all that effort wasn't for naught.
Jeffrey in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got cement board siding, and occasionally a crack appears. And I'm wondering, I've tried a couple different caulks. The last one was quad, and it just kind of swells and shrinks with the weather, and it shows after you paint it. Is there anything out there you could help me with to repair cracks in cement board siding?
What you want to use is a silicone caulk because it's the most permanent one. It's got good adhesion and expands and contracts. But you're correct that it is very difficult to paint. So what I would tell you to do is to use a colored caulk, to choose the caulk in the color of the siding. And this way you don't have to worry about painting it. And you can still have the qualities of expansion and contraction and adhesion, so it'll stay put once you apply it. I mean, cement board siding does not need to be painted nearly as often as wood siding. So if you get the right color and you get it applied properly, you know, this is something that can be with you for 10 years.
Okay.
The product is available in many different colors. I see it on the Home Depot website in gray and tan and white, of course. And there's also something called paintable silicone. It's a white silicone caulk, but it's paintable. It's made by GE. It's called GE Silicone 2. So you have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes, I'll check that out because what I've had so far hasn't really done what I've been able to be satisfied with.
Well, remember, the secret to a successful caulking project is to make sure the surface is clean and dry when you apply it, and make sure you give it plenty of time to set up. But, you know, I tell you, if it's done right, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, when you move into an apartment, you're probably going to see in that contract that you've got to pay a damage security deposit. Now, usually you can get that back if you're prepared. We're going to explain what that means next. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more.
Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know you love the Money Pit, and we are so thankful for that. But we think you might also enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find that at moneypit.com/podcast. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure. Download the show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And today we are giving away the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. It includes the Hart drill driver, the impact driver, the reciprocating saw, an LED light, a couple of great 20-volt batteries, a fast charger, and a tool bag. And this battery system rocks because you could interchange them with all of the 20-volt Hart products. They're well-made, they're versatile, and the kit has everything you need to tackle your project. Now, if you want to get in on this, you got to call us with a question, and I do mean with a home improvement question, which is not, can I win the prize? But, you know, we want to hear what you're working on, and then we'll put your name in the Money Pit Hart hat. We might be sending that Hart 4-tool 20-volt cordless combo kit off to you. It's available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. And if you want to win it, you got to be in it. So call in with your home improvement question to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Judy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Hi. I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way? I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
So there's a variety of products out there that can do that. And these cleaners essentially saturate the mold or the moss or the mildew, and then they break down the fibers, and then rain essentially washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to, you know, do it once and it'll be done. But it will get clean. So there's products like Spray and Forget or Wet and Forget. There's Concrobium. There's Zinsser has one. And, you know, all of those products are basically a mildicide that are designed to kill that material. I used them on a roof of a shed last year that was literally totally covered with moss. And I just happened to notice this past weekend, as we were out doing some work in the yard, that I could see all the shingles again as if it never existed. So it just basically melted it all away. So that's the way to do that. You can pressure wash some of that off, but if you do it, you just have to use a gentle pressure washer so that you don't destroy the surfaces underneath. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, when you move into an apartment, you're going to be expected to pay a damage security deposit. Now, when you move out, ethical landlords are going to give you that back if you haven't caused any damage to the apartment. But unfortunately, not every landlord is eager to turn over that deposit back to you. But if you take a couple of precautions before, during, or after your lease ends, you can maximize your chance of getting the entire security amount refunded.
Now, if you want to make sure you can get it back, the best offense is a good defense. So first, let's talk about a really important phrase, wear and tear. Check your lease to see if it contains a definition. You want to know exactly what that means. If it doesn't, ask your landlord to add an addendum so that everyone involved knows exactly what's considered damage and what constitutes normal wear and tear. For example, it can get kind of silly. Is a hole in the wall from a picture that was hung, you know, a tiny picture hanging hole, is that damage or is that just sort of normal wear and tear? In some cases, it's damage and they might charge you to patch that tiny hole and repaint the entire wall.
Now, next up, and this is important, your landlord should be providing you a form that you're going to fill out to detail the property's condition before you move in. And this is your chance to list any of those pre-existing scratches, dents, any other damage issues. You want to make sure to list anything that you feel could be charged to you after you move out. So I'm talking about pre-existing nail holes, cracks in bathroom tiles, if there's a stain on the carpet or on the vinyl flooring, if there's a crack in the window, if any of the window screens are torn. Make sure you take pictures of the damage. Really just document the entire place. Take photos of every spot of all the rooms so that you can really be like, I didn't do this. This was here. So you've got, you know, a leg to stand on to get your deposit back.
You know, it really all comes down to communication. It's a good idea to do a walkthrough of your unit with your landlord when you move in and also when you move out so that you can both agree on any deficiencies that you find, what needs to be fixed, what doesn't, and so on. If you do this, you will minimize the chance of having any hassles when it's time to move out.
All right, now we've got David in New Mexico who has bubbles in the toilet. What? What's going on?
The only time that when you flush it, you get a bubble in it that comes up.
Mm-hmm. Starving for air.
That's what it's doing, okay.
For whatever reason, you don't have enough ventilations. You don't have enough makeup air getting into that toilet. Because if you think about it, when you drop all that water in the drain pipe and it pushes down, it's got to be replaced by air somewhere. You've got to let air in sort of to the top of that so it doesn't gurgle and bubble. And you don't have enough ventilation. If the toilet's working well and it's flushing okay and you're not getting a lot of backups and that kind of thing, you know, it's just kind of an annoyance, but I wouldn't worry about it. If you start having problems with it not flushing correctly, then you might need to get a plumber in to add an additional vent to that waistline so that it does flow as it should. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you looking for a way to quiet the noise between the floors in your home? Well, we're going to have a solution that really works next.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post those questions at moneypit.com.
Joanne in New Jersey needs help with a basement project. Now, she writes, we recently decided to replace, you know, update the drop ceiling panels in our basement. There are lots of really cool new ceiling panel designs, and we're ready for an upgrade. However, we're also concerned about reducing noise between floors and wondered if you had any suggestions.
Boy, she's right about all the new ceiling panel designs. They're gorgeous. You know, we used to only have those acoustic ceiling tiles that were like 2 foot by 4 foot and plain white, nasty looking, even when they came straight out of the box. But now you can have all these beautiful ceiling panel designs. Some of them look like tin ceilings and other sort of fancy patterns. So that's definitely a good upgrade. Now, in terms of the noise, yeah, it is a good time to deal with this because you're going to take all those panels down. There is a type of product called mineral wool or rock wool insulation. In fact, the company is called Rock Wool Safe and Sound. And this type of insulation is stiffer than fiberglass. It's a little easier to cut. And it's specifically designed to not only insulate, but also reduce sound transmission. So if you were to use that, it comes in two sizes to go between floor joists that are either 16 inches on center or 24 on center, and you can position it up there. It cuts nicely around wires and other obstructions, and I think you'll find that it's going to be a lot quieter between those floors if you do something like that. And now's the time to do it, Joanne.
All right, good luck with that project and enjoy the new basement. Now, Jason writes, I need advice dealing with an old fireplace. Our house is a gas fireplace that is just a single pipe with holes. Do we need anything special to use it, or can I just light it?
Oh, no. Do not do that. Do not light that. If you just have a single pipe that's coming out with holes, that might be like what's called a gas starter, but I don't know. If it's a really old thing like that, I would not trust it. You know, today the gas logs for gas fireplaces, even the ones where you're converting a brick fireplace to a gas fireplace, it's kind of like a contained appliance. I mean, it's designed for the size of the hearth. If you have a really big, wide brick fireplace, it's going to be different than you have a small one. It's not just a pipe with holes in it. It's a gas valve. It's a lighting system. The ceramic logs themselves are sized so that they can help radiate more heat. So that's definitely the kind of appliance you want. You don't just want to light that pipe that you see sticking out in your wall. In fact, I would probably suggest it's a good idea if you have a qualified chimney sweep or better yet, a company locally that sells gas fireplaces, do an inspection to make sure what's there is not harmful, because you're going to have to make sure that the new appliance is properly connected, and that involves, you know, working with that gas line and making sure the valves are not leaking and all that. So it's a job, and it's not a hard job, but it's definitely one that you need to do to be very, very careful. And by the way, if you're going to use a gas fireplace, the vent, the damper, has to be open. It has to be open. In fact, there is a fitting you can put on those damper doors. It's kind of like, it looks like a C-clamp made out of thick metal that prevents somebody from closing it accidentally, because if you fire up that gas appliance and you've got your damper closed, you could force carbon monoxide to form in the entire house, which would be very, very dangerous. So make sure you know what you're doing before you use that. And why do you want to have a gas fireplace anyway? I mean, it's just not as nice as wood, right, Leslie?
I don't know. You know I upgraded to the gas fireplace, and I say upgrade because I can turn it on and off anytime and not deal with the hassle of actually lighting the fire. So I'm on board with this.
Well, there is that. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much, guys, for spending a good part of your day listening to us. We hope we've been helpful in giving you some ideas and inspiration to take on projects around your house. If you've got something in mind, something planned for now or the near future, don't hesitate to contact us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A new nationwide COVID-19 survey is involving some 12,000 college students at more than 20 universities.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says scientists are trying to answer the two most pressing questions for millions of Americans already fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Whether vaccinated people get infected asymptomatically, and if they do, do they transmit the infection to others?
Fauci says finding out the answer will help inform science-based decisions about mask use and about social distancing post-vaccination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrats upset over new voting procedures in Georgia are trying to turn the focus now into a fight to overhaul federal election laws. Party leaders say the law signed by Republican Governor Brian Kemp specifically aimed at suppressing black and Latino voters and is a threat to democracy. But Kemp fires back, accusing President Biden of attempting to destroy the sanctity and security of the ballot box. A USA Today editor has been fired for a tweet blaming a Boulder shooting on a white man.
Yvonne Javeri, who served as a race and inclusion editor, rushed to trumpet her judgment that a white man was responsible for the massacre at a grocery store that left 10 dead, tweeting that, quote, "It's always an angry white man, always," unquote. After police identified the suspect as a Syrian-born Colorado resident, critics accused Javeri and others who assumed the gunman was white of racism. Javeri deleted the tweet, which apparently was not enough to save her job. Many others tweeted out the same false accusation immediately after the shooting. Patrick Frost reporting.
Prosecutors in Seattle and San Francisco charging men with hate crimes in separate incidents. In Seattle, a man's been charged for screaming profanities and throwing things at cars. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, a 53-year-old man faces charges for punching an Asian-American man at a bus stop. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Volkswagen is going after two of its former executives.
Volkswagen is seeking damages for their role in the diesel emissions scandal that cost the German automaker billions of euros and a hefty dent to its reputation. VW said it wants damages from ex-chief executive Martin Winterkorn and Rupert Stadler, the former head of its Audi brand, on account of breaches of the duty of care under stock corporation law. The company didn't specify the amount of damages it would seek. VW reviewed millions of documents, conducted hundreds of interviews, and concluded that negligent breaches of duty had occurred by the two executives. Keith Peters reporting.
The 91st Major League Baseball All-Star Game, scheduled for July, could be removed from Atlanta after Georgia's Republican-controlled state house passed a voting overhaul on Thursday and was met with criticism by Democrats. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The outsized influence big tech has over so many aspects of our everyday life is becoming one of the biggest battlefronts in state legislators.
Scores of so-called tech-lash bills are being debated now in dozens of state houses. That's where lawmakers of both major parties are proposing rules related to antitrust, consumer privacy, taxes on digital ad sales, app store fees, and speech on social media. The state house debates are taking on greater importance because congressional action is stalled. Tech giants such as Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google are not content to play defense and are working to kill legislation or write their own more favorable bills. Bob Agner reporting.
Intel plans to build two factories in Arizona, outsourcing more of its production as a new CEO is looking to turn around the struggling chipmaker. The company says the Arizona expansion will cost them about $20 billion, but it will create 3,000 permanent jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast at floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on home improvements, decor, repair projects around your house, your home, your apartment, your condo, your yurt, your tent, whatever you live in, wherever you call home. If you've got questions to make it more comfortable, more energy efficient, want to save some money on a project, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. You can call us 24/7 at that number, 888-666-3974, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com, because that's what we do. We answer your questions. Coming up on today's show, over the winter, garages get kind of gross. I mean, between the stuff that never quite gets put away from last fall to all the drip from the salt and the dirt that comes off the cars, the floors can sometimes turn into be a real mess. So we're going to highlight some garage floor solutions you might want to consider for spring that are easy to clean.
And given that over the last year, we've all been eating out a lot less, the kitchen has become an even more important hub of our home, and that's really impacting the way that we refrigerate our food. So we're going to highlight new trends in these all-important appliances just ahead.
Hey, guys, if you are ready for a new look at home but don't have the funds to go all out, why not think about reupholstering your furniture? You can do it for a fraction of the cost of buying new, and you can change the entire look of your room. We're going to share what pieces work best and what fabrics can create a lasting new look with this DIY project.
And when you listen to the Money Pit, you get great advice. You get help with all your projects, but you also get a chance to win the tools to get the projects done. And today we're giving away the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. It's a great prize.
Absolutely. It's worth $178, and Hart tools are durable, well-made, and available exclusively at Walmart. Now, that's going to go out to one listener drawn at random who calls in with a home improvement question. So make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
Kyle in Iowa needs some help installing some trim. Tell us what you're working on.
We just put in some new laminate wood floors a couple weeks ago, and we decided to rip out all the old, the construction trim that comes with the newer homes. And
baseboard molding?
Yeah, the baseboard molding, and we've decided to upgrade to, I think it's about a 5 1/4 inch tall, almost half inch thick baseboard to kind of upgrade the look around the house. And I'm just having a hard time. I'm using my buddy's miter saw, and it's not tall enough to do a vertical cut for my outside corners. And every time I lay it horizontally and try to, you know, tilt the miter saw to cut it, there's no real clamping mechanism on it to hold the boards in place, and every time I push the miter saw into it, it moves it just slight enough to where my angles for when I try to do a scarfing or an outside corner, it just kind of pushes my angles off on it just a little bit, and it's making the process harder.
Well, let me ask you this. When you're making your baseboard cuts for an inside corner, are you mitering it?
For the inside corner, I'm doing a cope.
Oh, good. Okay, that's what I was concerned about.
And the coping turns out to be easier than the outside corners for me. So
now, actually, when you do the outside corner, the only part of the miter that's got to be perfect is the top edge of that board. As long as you have a straight line, if you end up taking up a little bit too much wood on the inside of that cut, no one's ever going to see that. In fact, many times when I'm doing that type of a corner, I'll sometimes cope out the back of the miter cut, take an additional, a little bit extra meat out of that so that it kind of gets out of the way and I can pull it together really nicely, tightly at the corner. As long as I have a crisp line that pulls together on the corner, I'm happy with that. I understand you got challenges with your tools. I'm not going to be able to give you a solution because you don't have the right tools. What you really need is a compound miter saw that's sort of half miter saw, half radial arm saw, and that will give you the exact capabilities that you're looking for. But to do this by hand with a regular hand miter box is just going to be a challenge.
So it'd be easier maybe try to find someone to borrow a compound one from?
I think so. Yeah, you'll be very happy because it sounds like you've got the skills. If you know how to cope a joint, then you've got the skills. And for those that have no idea what we're talking about, when you put up baseboard molding or any kind of molding or even crown molding in a house, you don't cut a 45-degree angle much like you would for a picture frame. You actually put one piece in whole and square to the wall, and the other piece, you cut that 45 as if it was going to be a miter, but you take a coping saw and cut out the back of all of that wood except for that crisp line that's on the front of the angle of the miter. When you push that together, you get what appears to be a perfect mitered cut, but it's actually not. It's actually a butt joint, but it looks like a miter, and it's the best way to work with trim because it allows you to work with a house that's not quite straight because none of them are. And the other trick is I'd like to cut those boards just a little bit longer than what you need because then it puts additional pressure on the joint and brings it together nice and tightly. So I think you're on the right road. You just need to get some better tools to help you get there, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Kyle.
Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy a clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that. Okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Perhaps you're just itching to get outside and take on a spring project. Well, whatever it is, we are standing by to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, over the winter, garages can get pretty gross. I mean, between all the stuff that doesn't get put away from last fall to the dirt that drips off your car, those floors can be a real mess. We're going to have solutions that are easy to clean after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertopper Finishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about?
Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coating Sealers, Floor Coatings, and Wall Finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love the Money Pit, why not share it with a friend? But better yet, share the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Now you can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Give us a call so we can lend you a hand, but also give you these awesome tools. Up for grabs, the Hart 20-volt cordless 4-tool combo kit. Now, in the kit is the drill driver, an impact driver, a reciprocating saw, an LED light, two 20-volt batteries, a super fast charger, and a tool bag. And the best part about having two batteries is that you can either have two tools going at one time, or when that one tool is, you know, done working, just swap out the other battery that's ready to go. It really makes working on any level of a project just super fantastic. So it is a great prize pack up for grabs this hour.
It's available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. That four-tool combo kit is worth $178. Going out to one listener who calls us with a home improvement question. You got to have a question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Now I've got Andy in New Jersey on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I added on an addition, an enclosed porch to the back of my rancher. It's a 12x24 addition. And so, well, first it was just a porch, and now we're enclosing it and trying to make it part of the house. So the question I had was about insulating the ceiling, because what it is, it has a gambrel roof on it, and it's come out of the house 14 feet to the back door, and it's 24 feet wide. And then there's an A-frame, okay, that goes on top. So I call it a gambrel roof. I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but so the insulation in the ceiling on the two sides, okay, it's like a vaulted ceiling, I guess you might say. The rafters are 2x8, okay. And then they drop into the eaves. So I'm not sure about the ventilation of the roof.
So that's what we call a cathedral ceiling.
Right, but it only comes up that far for about 8 feet.
Right, it's like a partial cathedral, so part of it's flat and part of it is a cathedral. Is that correct?
Yes, it comes up. Yeah, it comes up right along the rafters, the ceiling for about 8 feet, and then it cuts right across.
Okay, so let me give you some suggestions. So, first of all, unrelated to your question, you just mentioned that you built this addition on a porch. Does a porch have a proper foundation?
Well, no, I'm sorry, we built the whole porch, or as a porch.
Oh, it was all part of it. Okay, fine. Because a lot of times we see folks that take old porches and try to turn them into additions, and they don't have the right foundations. Because before we put money in this, we want to make sure you had a good foundation. Now, in terms of insulating the cathedral section, the way you do that is if you have a 2x8 cathedral roof rafter kind of span, you can only put 5.5 inches of insulation in that. You need to leave the balance of the space for ventilation, as you've mentioned. And you're going to need to make sure that you have ventilation at the peak, and also towards the bottom of that. Now, depending on how it's configured and how it intersects with the lower slope or the flatter section, you need to figure out a way for air to move above that insulation and get up underneath between the insulation and the rafter and out. Now, another way to do this is to not use fiberglass at all. What you could do is use spray foam insulation, isonene spray foam insulation. I did this in my house. And in fact, I just got an assessment of how well the home was insulated compared, or how energy efficient the home was compared to my neighborhood.
And it went up to being in the top 19% of the neighborhood for insulation, which I thought was quite an accomplishment because my house was built 125 years ago. It's not like we started with a house that was, you know, was built in the year 2000. This is a 125-year-old house. It's in the top 20% of the most insulated homes in the area because I use isoprene spray foam insulation. And if you use the spray foam insulation, you don't need to ventilate. Basically, you're changing that area from an unconditioned space to a conditioned space. You can spray up right against the underside of the roof sheathing and encase the whole thing in foam, and it'll be far more insulated than you could ever get with the fiberglass. Because let's face it, you know, we'd like to see, you know, R30, R40 in terms of insulation ability, but all you get is R19 because you can only get 5.5 inches of insulation in there.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Yep. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, over the winter, garages can get pretty gross, you know, between the stuff that never quite gets put away correctly from the fall to the dirt that's dripping off of your car, that floor can be a real mess. And because most are concrete, they're pretty tough to clean.
And that's why sprucing up your garage floor is a really great spring project. And there are a couple of ways to go, coatings or coverings in particular. Now, coatings include stains and floor paint and epoxy paint and sealants. They're generally easy to apply, and if they're well done, they can provide for a very attractive surface that's much easier to keep clean. We have used the Deich Coatings one, for example, because it's durable, it's beautiful, and it's really easy to apply.
Now, coverings are garage floor options that are much tougher than a coating, and they can be more expensive as well. Now, most garage floor coverings are either mats or they can be interlocking tiles. Both can be super easy to install, and the tile in particular looks very attractive. And the tile also tends to add a quarter inch or so of height to that floor, so you're going to lose a bit of space. So you want to make sure that, you know, you've got the clearance for it if you have any weird storage, but that added height really helps because whatever drips off the car is going to properly drain away and not puddle on the floor itself.
Yeah, my favorite part of a garage floor project like this is it also forces you to empty your entire garage and clean it at the same time. Hey, we've got a really popular post on the homepage of MoneyPit.com titled Garage Floors Paint, Tile, or Mat, where we walk you through all of the details.
Karen in Arizona is on the line with an air conditioning question. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I was just curious which is a better choice between the Red and the Train. I need 4 units. I have to replace them all.
Yeah, it's a good question. I would look at a couple of things. First of all, they're both good brands. So I would look at the efficiency rating for all of the units. I would look at the warranties for the units. And I also would make sure that you choose your HVAC contractor carefully because a lot of the efficiencies in these systems relies heavily on the quality of the installation. So we do want to be very careful about who's installing it, make sure the ducts are all sealed and that kind of stuff. Because if not, you're going to have inefficiencies as you use the system as time goes on. But they're both great brands, so I think you can go wrong either way. Just make sure when you're comparing apples to apples that you make sure they each have the same efficiencies and warranties.
Well, you said something about ducts.
Yeah, the duct system feeds the air to the different rooms. You want to make sure those ducts are properly installed and that they're sealed because a lot of times where ducts are joined, especially in older homes, those intersections are not sealed properly, and a lot of air leaks out there. So the little things like that have a big impact on efficiency of the system.
Okay. And the other question is, I have a pet boarding business, and I'm trying to use some sort of air filter that will get will take up smells. Do you know if any are better than others? Because I put the Oric and another brand in the cat room, and I can still smell cats.
Yeah, I bet. That certainly would be the test of any HVAC, any filtration system. Well, look, the best filtration systems are really designed more for dust than for odor. However, I know that 3M has one that has a charcoal base to it that is far more efficient at taking odors out than just anything else out there. And so is this a forced air system that you would have for that area as well?
No, this is just, like, I had gone into one pet boarding place and I smelled the urine really bad. And I go, this isn't going to make it, this place, because of urine. And then they had four like, filters that were sitting on the wall. Just, they kind of looked like a mini Oric, you know? They were on the wall, hung on the wall, just like the size of maybe 1 foot by 1.5 feet. a little rectangle, and they really took the smell out. I don't know which brand she used.
No, Karen, I think the issue that you're having in finding something that is going to work well for you is that, you know, we really want to make sure that we find you something that works from a commercial standpoint, something that's made for a business like yours, which has, you know, a lot of animal odors. And there's a company out there called Air Oasis, and that's their website, airoasis.com. And if you click on their commercial section, you'll find that they've got commercial air purifiers and air sanitizers that are carbon-based, and they will really reduce a lot of this odor and bacteria and viruses and VOCs. So I would check them out, and there might be something that would work well for you there.
All right, yeah, that'd be good. Might help for smokers, too. I don't smoke, but in case the audience is listening. So, okay, I will go to Air Oasis. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Karen. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call so we can give you a hand. Well, over the last year, we've all been eating out a lot less, and the kitchen has become an even more important hub of our home.
Well, that's right, and it's impacting the way we refrigerate food. So we're going to highlight new trends in these all-important appliances after this. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's Tip of the Day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, over the last year, life has been turned upside down, and adjusting to the new normal has magnified some of the shortcomings of existing home design, but it's also unearthed some new opportunities.
Yeah, and given that we're eating out far less, the kitchen has become a more important hub of the house, and one of the most significant changes has been in the area of food storage and preparation.
With us to talk about new trends in refrigeration that makes all that possible is Steve Kleber. Steve is the president of K&A, a PR and marketing firm that specializes in home and building products. He's also the immediate past president of the National Kitchen and Bath Association Center for Kitchen and Bath Education and Research, and one of our go-to experts for trends in the home design space. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Tom and Leslie.
So you did a recent article that I found fascinating. You called it Cool Refrigeration Trends for Healthier Living. And you talked about that the most successful kitchen appliances through time have always addressed a changing of lifestyles and a changing of society. And that's been the case, you point out, since the invention of the refrigerator, right? And I didn't know this story. So talk about that early refrigerator and what it was a reaction to.
Sure. The first fully electric refrigerator was introduced around 1913. That was just before World War I, and you might imagine we were having massive food shortages during that time. It wasn't until after the war, around 1918, which, by the way, was the same time as our last pandemic, that refrigerators would start to become mass-produced.
So fast forward 100 years to today, we're in a pandemic situation. Everybody has sort of reevaluated the needs of the house and their lifestyles to accommodate this changing situation. You know, we're definitely seeing some trends emerge like health and wellness, making sure you have the right supplies at home, fridge to table kind of thing, and like a vintage appeal, correct?
That's right. Fridges have definitely become the new cool. People are stocking up on groceries that'll last a week or more. And they want to make sure that they have appliances that are going to keep those fruits and vegetables fresh.
How is that changing refrigeration design, Steve? Are the sizes of the refrigerators changing? Is the internal layout shifting?
Not much is changing in terms of the size and layout because obviously the appliances need to fit into standard spaces in kitchen. So instead, technology is being brought in. There is a new French three-door refrigerator made by Beko that has brought out an active fresh blue light technology. It provides continuous photosynthesis. It actually emulates the light energy of the sun. so that it preserves nutrients and retains the natural flavors in your fruits and vegetables.
That's really interesting. Now, another aspect of healthy living, speaking of fruits and vegetables, is to be able to grow and enjoy those fresh veggies and herbs and spices at home. And that's not always possible. We saw a big surge in the gardens, home garden activity this past spring and summer when the pandemic hit. But those that were kind of left out would have been the urban gardeners. And now you say there's a new product that actually does that for urban gardeners, even if they can't get a plot of land?
That's right. You can embrace your inner gardener. There's a appliance called the Urban Cultivator Residential, and it's an all-in-one home garden appliance that allows homeowners to enjoy fresh herbs, microgreens, and vegetables year-round. The unit is pre-programmed to be able to regulate water, light, humidity, and it actually fits into the space of a typical dishwasher.
Wow. It's like a fully automated mini greenhouse.
It really is amazing, and it's funny when we talk about all these sort of modern advances, you know, to sort of help you with things that were so traditional. We're seeing such a surge for this feeling of nostalgia. You know, are you finding that manufacturers are bringing that sort of comforting feel to the appliance design as well?
That's right. When you talk about vintage, of course, my mind always comes to wine. And just like food preservation, people who collect vintage wine want to keep those stored properly as well, the right humidity so that the cork isn't dried out, and the right temperature and less vibration, filters for UV light, everything to keep that wine preserved, because after all, what's old is new again.
So, Steve, where do you see this all going? I mean, we saw some statistics that suggested that 90% of those that did home improvement projects during the pandemic are planning to continue projects even after vaccines are widely distributed. Do you think we're going to continue to see this level of innovation as we get further past what's been an incredibly difficult year for so many?
It has been a difficult year, of course, but it has been a great season for the home building industry. After all, people have been at home, and the house down the street has gone up in value, which is exactly the opposite of what happened during our last recession. So people are feeling good about their homes. They've spent money on Peloton and Wayfair to bring new products into the home. And the next thing that they want to do is to improve it, to make sure that the kitchen fits their lifestyle as the new hub of the home, and as well to take care of outdoor living.
Steve Kleber, the president of K&A, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you'd like to learn more about Steve's work, you can go to kleberandassociates.com. You can also visit Beko.com to learn about the refrigerator that Steve mentioned. That's B-E-K-O. Or for the gardening product, the Urban Cultivator, just go to urbancultivator.net/kitchen-cultivator. Steve, thanks again, and have a great day.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Leslie.
Coming up, are you ready for a redo of some of your furniture, but maybe you can't really afford the expense of the new furnishings? Well, reupholstering can definitely refresh those pieces, and it's totally a DIY project, and you can update them for a fraction of the cost of replacement.
In fact, that expense is far less than the average tax refund received by most Americans. We're going to walk you through in today's tax refund project presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we love that you listen to the Money Pit, so we know you love our show. Well, why not share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods?
Plus, you can call us with your home improvement questions 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways, especially when you pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question, because one person that does is going to win the Hart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo. It includes the Hart drill driver, the impact driver, the reciprocating saw, LED light, two batteries, fast charger, and a tool bag, pretty much everything you need to take on dozens of remodeling projects around your house. The tools are well made, they're versatile, and the kit offers everything you need for your next project.
Hart tools are available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
That Hart 20-volt cordless four-tool combo is worth $178. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your question, your home improvement question, at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Joe in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a single-story house that's got hot water. I got a boiler with hot water heat baseboard. And about 8 years ago, I had central air conditioning installed.
Okay.
And they did all that. They run all the trunk lines up in the attic, put all my registers in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem happens during wintertime. I'm getting condensation on. You know, I'll go around and shut them registers off, but it's not 100% shut off on them registers, of course. And I'm getting condensation that's forming up in my trunk line, and I'm getting condensation dripping out of my registers, which I'm starting to get some water stains on my ceiling around my registers from this.
All right, so you have an energy problem. The problem is that those registers are so cold that when the warm, moist air from the house strikes them, it condenses. And so you need additional insulation in the space above that. You may need to insulate in or around those ducts. You may need to wrap those ducts with additional insulation. You need to keep those ducts warmer. And frankly, the bigger problem is one that you can't see. If it's that cold at your ceiling, you're probably losing a lot of heat through that ceiling. So I would get up in that attic space and take a look. You know, in your part of the country, having 15 or 20 inches of insulation is not unheard of, and it is certainly a good idea.
Well, basically, I know when they put it in there, they laid them trunk lines right on top. I got like 20 inches of blown fiberglass, and they laid them trunk lines. I need to peel that fiberglass back, bury them trunk lines, and insulate all around that real good.
I think that would make a lot of sense.
Sounds good, then.
All right, Joe, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? Now, for DIYers, that means newfound money to take on projects that you might have been putting off. And today we've got some tips for a furniture do-over with new upholstery.
If you're longing for a new look at home, but you don't have the funds to go all out, reupholstering the furniture you have can do the trick. For a fraction of the cost of buying new, you can change the entire look of your room.
Well, to help you take on this DIY project, we're going to share what pieces work best and what fabrics can create those lasting looks in today's tax refund project presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
All right, first of all, why upholstery? Well, it's actually a lot easier than it looks, and upholstery is one of those projects where you think it's far more challenging than it actually is, you get nervous, and then you chicken out. Do not chicken out. I repeat, do not. Here you go. You got to think of an upholstery project like wrapping a gift. It's that simple, and with the right tools and fabrics, if you make a mistake, you can remove and restart that area.
Now, to assure your success, let's talk about the best kinds of furniture to reupholster, especially if it's your first project. I mean, you don't want to start with a couch. That would be way advanced, but there are a lot easier beginner upholstery projects that you can use to build your DIY skill set. For example, my daughter is super handy. She just took a really old stool. It was covered with tons of paint, so she stripped it and refinished it, and then she upholstered the seat with a bright new fabric. It came out great. So, Leslie, you've done a lot of projects like this. What are some of your favorite simple shapes to do?
Yeah, and I think that's important. You nailed it right there. You have to start with simple shapes and simple forms because they are simply going to give you the least amount of difficulty. Now, you can easily recover a dining chair if it has a removable seat cushion. You can custom make a headboard, maybe an ottoman, you know, those little cube-style seats or those seating storage cubes. You can custom make cork boards, benches. I mean, the list really goes on and on. If you can remove the cushion or get to the underside, it's really easy to do. You've got to just be able to see where that fabric is stapled to the frame, and you've got the green light to go for it.
Now, let's talk a bit about fabric. What is the best kind of fabric to work with? Are there some fabrics that you should stay away from?
Yeah, you know, it's important when you're picking the fabric, especially as a beginner to upholstery projects, because not all fabrics are created equal. You want to stay away from any fabric that's really stretchy or maybe has a directional grain, like velvet. People don't realize that when you brush velvet one way, it looks a certain tone, and when you brush it the other. So if you're not paying attention to how it's put on, it can look really tricky. Instead, you want to go for heavyweight cottons or a cotton-based fabric. They're going to stay where you want them, they're going to wear well, and they are easily cut and they accept staples well. And these are all key factors for an upholstery project. Also, try to stay away from a crazy pattern, anything that's going to require matching or cause issues if you don't pull it exactly the right way as you're stapling it. You don't want like a wonky pattern on the fabric because then you're going to feel, you know, sad about the project.
All right, now let's talk about some basic tools that you're going to need. So for any upholstery project, you need a few key ones. Hart Tools makes a great staple gun. That's a given. You're also going to need a super sharp scissor, but get one that's designed only for fabric. It cuts much better. Get also a fabric tape measure and a tool to remove staples and also a glue gun.
Yeah, and with that scissor, when you get a fabric scissor, truly only use it for fabric. Once you cut paper, it changes the way that scissor cuts. So make it a fabric scissor and keep it that way. And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun decor projects.
Yeah, and I was looking at harttools.com. They have plans for picture frames and centerpieces and even a modern wood chair upon which you can use your newfound skills to create some beautiful DIY cushions. Check it out at harttools.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Let us know what you are planning on working on this spring season. Give us a call and we'll help you out. Still ahead, our favorite organizing hacks using kitchen items to store your supplies. Would you believe that a muffin tin can work as a jewelry organizer? That and more fun storage tips next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you have a home improvement question? Well, we just might have a home improvement answer. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ashley in Georgia needs a bathroom window covering solution, and she writes, "We enjoy your podcast, and we need some advice for a home we've just purchased. The bathroom has a wood window inside the tub shower area. The last owners would just hang a second shower curtain up with a retention pole, and this could work for us as we primarily use it as a bath for our young son who loves to splash, but we wanted to know if you had any suggestions to make the window more waterproof." Well, I mean, that's a tricky spot to have a wood-framed window and a wood window at all. I mean, short of replacing it with something that's vinyl, you can, you know, you really do need to protect it. So you want to make sure if you're putting any sort of blind or any sort of roller shade that it is a vinyl or a waterproof material. You can actually take a shower curtain and you could sew it to look like a more adorable drape, or you can fold it to make it look like a shade and sort of attach it to a ballast or attach it to the tension rod. Think of fun ways to make that very practical solution look better.
And you know what, Ashley? I mean, I know you're concerned about the fact that the wood is getting wet, but as long as that window dries, getting wet is not going to have a long-term impact. You want to make sure, however, that you have proper ventilation in that bathroom. A lot of times, especially with the older bathrooms, if they had a window, they didn't have a ventilation fan, and that's definitely something we would recommend. You could have it on a humidistat so it always stays on while there's humidity and moisture in the air, and it will go off as soon as all of that has cleared out, because if you can keep that humidity down, you're going to find it's a lot easier to clean that bathroom. You won't get nearly as much mold growth, especially in the grout of that tile wall.
All right. Good point, Tom. Ashley, good luck with that bathroom project. Enjoy the new house. And remember, let the little guy splash. It's all going to be fine.
Well, spring is a good season for closet cleaning, but if you've got a lot of accessories, it might be a little hard to find places to keep all that organized. The solution might be to repurpose some of your common household items. Leslie explains the options in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Now, these are really only going to work if you've got multiples or you're not using that kitchen tool that often. Because here we go, guys. A rolling pin, it really works fantastic for bracelet storage. I mean, I have collected so many weird bracelets over the years that I like and I wear on and off. So I put them on a rolling pin. It keeps them organized. I can get them on and off easily, and I can see everything I have. Now, shower rings, you can use those, put them on a hanger, and you can hang scarves, ties, belts, all kind of stuff on it, and that hangs right in your closet. And grab a muffin tin. You can even buy small ones at the store, and you can put little trinkets in there, pins, earrings. You can use them to store cufflinks, tie pins, sort your spare change. I mean, all these different things are suddenly going to make your drawers a lot nicer to look at, and you'll be able to find stuff. Now, those toilet paper rolls that you toss, those are a perfect way to keep your tights, stockings, whatever you use from getting snagged in your lingerie drawer. You just roll them up inside the tube, and then you label the outside of the tube. You can do this with socks so you're not mixing up a navy one and a black one, and you can just write on it, nude pantyhose, whatever, control tops, whatever. Whatever you got, this way you can easily find them. And finally, a corkboard works great. If you've got some cute decorative pushpins, it's a fun way to hang costume jewelry like necklaces. And this way you can easily find them. You can make sure you're having a quick time of finding the right accessory for the day. And it keeps things organized. And remember, if you haven't worn it in 6 months, donate it. Get rid of some of the stuff so you have room to enjoy what you have.
Great ideas. Coming up next time on the program, while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the last 30 years, most older home bathrooms, well, they're only about 5x8. Now, ripping out the walls to increase space is an option, but it's not the only one. We're going to share ways to use that space to its fullest potential on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.